Okay, today's daf is Shavuos Daf Gimel. Today's shiur is sponsored by Mimi and Charlie Gershbaum in memory of Dr. Joseph Gershbaum, Rav Shmuel Yosef Ben Yeheskel, Lav Shalom, and the Shav Meshav and Aliyah from the Zuchus of our learning, and we thank the Gershbaums very much for the sponsorship. Today's shiur is also sponsored by Avishai and Elisha Van Neumann. Once again, the Zuchus for Shalema, for Chaim Naftali Ben Frumit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They should both have Refuah Shleima B'soch Shar Cholei Yisrael. So we just read the Mishnah yesterday. We read the Mishnah that got us to the bottom of Daf Bezam and Bezam, and we're now holding at the beginning of the Gemara. So the first order of business that the Gemara is going to have is to try to figure out why we're learning Masechah Shavuos right now, meaning what is Shavuos doing right after Makos. And then once we figure that out, why is it that in the first Mishnah, Masechah Shavuos, we talk about so many things that are not really Shavuos related? We talk about all of these different shtayim shein arba cases, negayim and yediyos hatumma and yitzios hashabbos. Why do we mention all of those things in our Mishnah? And then the Gemara is going to elaborate on how each of those things are shtayim shein arba. What are the shtayim and what are the arba that we derive from each of those things? And then the Gemara is going to try to identify who the author of our Mishnah is. Who could be the Tana of the Mishnah that holds that yuchayiv in all four cases of Shavuos, both the shnayim l'sha'aver and Shnayim Lahaba, and all four cases of Yediyas Hatuma in Tumas Mikdash Ukedashav, because it doesn't seem that there is any Tana that actually holds both of those things together. And then the Gemara is going to try to identify the Stam Mishnah that goes against our Mishnah and holds that Lav Shein Bo Maisa ain't Lokan Alav, because Rabbi Yochanan Paskin says you don't get Malkus on the Lav Shein Bo Maisa, so he must have had some other Stam Mishnah against our Mishnah to hold Lav Shein Bo Maisa in Lokanilav. So the Gemara is going to take a couple of shots to try to figure out where that Stam Mishnah is. So let's begin at the Gemara, two lines from the bottom of the page, Daf Beis and Beis. Michti, Tana Mimakos Salik, Maishna de Tani Shavuos. Last thing we were learning is Makos. Why is it that we go from Makos to Shavuos? What exactly is the thematic link between Makos and Shavuos? Tosos on the top of your points out, what do you mean link? Ain't Seder the Mishnah. I thought that there's no order to the Mishnayis. So there doesn't have to be a link between Makos and Shavuos. So says Tosos, Ain't Seder the Mishnah should not be misunderstood. It should not be taken out of context. Hani Mili Linyan Machlokas Vachar Kach Stam, Sherebi Lo Shavuos. What Ain't Seder the Mishnah means is that Rebbe did not teach starting with brachos and finishing with nida and going in the order of the daf yomi, meaning Rebbe had some other order of the curriculum in the yeshiva, whatever they decided to learn that year. And therefore, if you come across something in a Mishnah in a later Masechta that was unclear in an earlier Masechta, let's say you had a machlokas in an earlier Masechta and you have a stam Mishnah that takes one position in a later Masechta, you cannot necessarily assume that that means that Rebbe later in his life had arrived at a conclusion and realized that that's how he's going to paskin, because it could be that the later Masechta was actually taught by Rebbe earlier in his life than the earlier Masechta. But certainly Rebbe arranged the order that they should appear in, meaning in the book of Shas, Rebbe certainly arranged that there should be an order that one Masechta should come after the other. He didn't teach it in that order, but there's a logical reason why one Masechta comes after the other. That's why the Rambam in his Haktam to the Pirush of Mishnayis goes through Masechta by Masechta. He explains why each Masechta is exactly where it's located, because there is a reason for it. It's very similar to the notion of Ein Muktam Mu'uchar B'Torah. Ein Muktam Mu'uchar B'Torah does not mean that God took a bunch of thousands and thousands of psukim, threw them up in the air, and just saw where they landed, and it's all random where they landed. No, there's a reason why each pasuk is where it is. It just means that it's not in chronological order. So over here as well, Ein Seder L'Mishnah just means that it wasn't taught historically in this order, but it certainly was placed in this order on purpose. And therefore, it's a legitimate question to ask. Why are we learning Shavuos after Maseches Makos? So the Gemara rather answers, Mishum Tetani Chayev Al Rosh Shtayim Achas Mikan V'Achas Mikan V'Alazakan Shtayim Mikan V'Shtayim Mikan V'Achas Milamata. So Chadu De Mechayev Al Atarti Since at the end of Maseches Makos we learned the halachos of Peos Harosh and Peos Hazakan, and by the Peos Harosh it's Achas Mikan V'Achas Mikan, and by the Peos Hazakan it's two on each side of the face plus the Achas Milamata. So that is similar to Ishtayim Shehein Arba. So because that's also one Isser, that's really two separate things. It's really two separate Chiyuvim, because you have the different spots on the face. So that's why Tanishvu Shtaim Shein Arba. That connects us to Shvuos, which also follows a similar model of Shtaim Shein Arba. That's why Shvuos comes after Makos. Now Tosus over here points out that Alazak and Shtaim Mikan, Tosus discusses some of the details. You know, you'd expect this Tosus to appear in Maseches Makos, because that's where the Sugya really is. But Tosus discusses some of the details. Who's included in that Isser? Let's say I don't shave my face with the razor. I go to my local barber shop and they do it for me. So am I in violation of any Isser by being a nishchas, not by doing the actual ashchasa myself, but by having someone else do it on me? What if the person that's doing the ashchasa on me is not a bar chiyuva? They're not obligated in this Isser. It's a guy, it's an isha, it's a katan, so they're not included in this Isser. So does that take away the whole Isser? So there is a machlokas rishonim about this issue. Tosus writes that mashchis v'nishchas shneyem chayavin kimo ba'akavas harosh, that both the mashchis and the nishchas are included, similar to akavas harosh, because it says in Maseches Nazir echad amakif ve'echad anikif b'mashma, when it comes to cutting off the payas v'avgav dehasim darish midichsiv lo sakifu loshon rabim. Tosus says, wait a second, you know, by the case of payas harosh, the reason that the basis of the idea that they're both chayav, that both the makif and the nikif are chayav, is because the Torah says it in Lashon Rabbim, Lo Sakifu. So it's not only one person's Isser, it's an Isser on two people, the one doing that kafa and the one receiving that kafa. By Hashchas Sazakan, it doesn't say Lo Sakifu. Gabi Zakan Ksiv Lo Sashchis, not Lo Sashchisu. It says it in Lashon Yachid. So he says, Ksiv Nami Bukwanim Lo Yigalechu. Yeah, but when it talks about Hashchas Sazakan of Kohanim, it says Lo Yigalechu in the plural. And we learn the Dinim of Kohanim from the Dinim that we link the Parsha about Hashchas Hazakan by Kohen and Hashchas Hazakan by a Yisrael. So, and we also link Peos Harosh to Peos Hazakan, and therefore, whatever the Gedarim are for Peos Harosh, the Gedarim are for Peos Hazakan. So that's what Tosos wants to suggest, that the Isser applies both to the Mashchis and to the Nishchas. Now again, in the Gemara, it's clear the Mashchis Peos Zakano is Loka. Tosos holds Mashchis Peos Zakano Shel Chavero gets Malkus, and the Nishchas is Chayiv, allowing someone else to be Mashchis his face, even if it's a Nachri that's Mashchis the Kano Shal Yisrael, he's still going to be Chayiv. That is the Sheet of Rav Huna. Tosus points out in Nazir Daf Nun Zayin and Bamitzia Daf Yud that a Gadol that's Makif or Rosh of a Katan is Chayiv on the Lav of Lo Sakif, and therefore, according to Rav Huna, a Katan that's Makif a Gadol, the Gadol is Chayiv for being a Nikaf, and therefore the same would hold true for Hashchasa, that it's like a Kavas HaRosh, if a Katan or a Nachri is Mashchis the Zakan of a Yisrael Gadol, of an adult Jew, the Nishchas is going to be Chayiv for allowing him to do that to his face. Tulsa says that L'chore, even Rav Ada, who is Cholik on Rav Huna, would only patur when the Nikaf is not a Bar Chiyuva, a Gadol that's Makif, a Katan. But if the Nikaf is a Bar Chiyuva, he's Chayiv even if the Makif is not a Bar Chiyuva. This whole issue is all about the Chiyuv of the Nishchas and the Nikaf. But the Makif and the Mashchis, if the Makif and the Mashchis are not a Bar Chiyuva, Tulsa says, then they are certainly not Chayiv. And therefore, says Tosos, and this critical halach in other areas as well, says Tosos, a woman that is makif pa'as rosho shala ish, or is mashchis the pa'as kano shala ish, she is petura min haTorah according to Rav Huna, and we paskin like Rav Huna. It could be, it's a yeshomrim, that it's asumi d'rabanan, but a woman who cuts off the peos, or shaves the beard of a man, is potur min haTorah. Shulchan Aruch, and this may be relevant halach in terms of trying to minimize the issur. Let's say someone someone needs to have surgery, so they have to shave the area. So they shave the area with the razor. Is it better that a woman do it than a man do it? So certainly, if a man does it, it would be a violation of the Isser. Now, it's mutter, it's pekach nefesh, right? But if you can minimize the Isser, so maybe better to minimize the Isser. Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Matirim, for a woman to be makif the pa'as harosh and the pa'as zakan of an ish, even midrabanan. Shulchan Aruch holds it's not even an iser at all. Then the Shulchan Aruch says ayesh omrim, that it's aser midrabanan. But whenever the Shulchan Aruch has a stam and then ayesh omrim, meikra din he really paskins like the stam. So really, meikra din, there's no iser whatsoever for an isha to be makif the peos of an ish. And therefore, since la halacha there's no iser, lechora the same would apply to any iser that doesn't apply to a woman. So, for example, Rav Menashe Klein points out in the Mishnah Halachos, in the Tshuva of the Mishnah Halachos, L'chora, when it comes to the Yisur of Tumas Kohen, a Kohen is not allowed to become Tami to a Mace. A female Kohenes has no such Yisur. She's allowed to become Tami to a Mace. What if a female Kohenes brings a Kohen into a Beis HaKvaros? She's the one that's doing it. Does she violate an Yisur other than lifnei iver, meaning that she's allowing him to become tame? So he said, l'chora, since it's noy b'zcharim and not b'nekevos, b'nei aron v'lo b'nos aron, so she has no iser of being machnis and ish into an oel ames. So that is interesting, because the shach in Yerudea, and Simon Shinai and Aleph, Sivkan Aleph quotes from a rokeach, that if you have a pregnant kohenes, a eshes kohen, who is pregnant, that she's allowed to go to Beis HaKvaros. Why is she allowed to go to Beis HaKvaros? Svek Sveka. Maybe the baby is not really a viable fetus. Maybe it will be a Nefel. And even if the baby is a viable fetus, maybe it will be a girl. Maybe it's not a boy. And that's why, based on that Svek Sveka, she's allowed to go into an Oel HaMeis when she is pregnant. So the poskim are done. The modern day poskim are done. What about nowadays, where you can take ultrasound, you can do an ultrasound, and you can figure out whether it's a boy or a girl? You can rely on a suffix. Don't rely on a suffix. See if it's a boy or girl. Then you only have one suffix. Maybe it's a nafel, or maybe it's not a nafel. And nowadays, that's not a suffix hashakul the way it used to be, with modern health being better than it was. So you have a rove probably that it's a ben kayama and that it's not a nafel. And if you know that it's a boy, and in fact, in Nishmas Avram, he quotes from Revelation, that it's pashut that before an Eishes Kohen goes into Beis HaKvaros, she should get an ultrasound and figure out if the baby is a boy or a girl. Davar pashut, because that's what the whole heter is based on. So the Acharim go wild about that shach and that rokeach. Svek sveka. There's no tumah bibalua. The baby's completely balua, enclosed inside of the mother. There's no din of tumah bibalua. What are we talking about? Svek sveka over here. Very difficult to understand. Rav Shechter has a piece in Big Ve'atzon where he explains, no, it's not midinei tumah, it's the isra of a kohen is not an isra of tumas mace, it's an isra of kirva l'mace, that he's not allowed to be so close to a mace. So and that's both l'kula and l'chumra. Sometimes a person can become tame even though they're really, really far away. They're in an airplane and they're flying over a cemetery. There's no kurva l'mace whatsoever. So Rav Shechter holds, yeah, he's tame, but it's mutter, meaning there would be no iser of tumas kohen in that regard when he's completely, totally removed, up over the clouds or something, you know, totally removed from the cemetery down below. The flip side is, sometimes you can have korva l'meis without tumas meis, a goseis. The halacha is a kohen is not allowed to be in the room of the goseis. What, tumas meis? There's no tumas meis by a goseis. And it's not just a chashash, maybe he's going to die, it's just that it's korva l'misa, because he's coming so close to Misa. So this also, that it could be that that's the issue that they're concerned about, that it's korva l'meis as opposed to tumas meis. But anyway, so Menashe Klein just points out, l'chora, there should be no issue anyway, because if a woman has no isra of being makif pa'as roshu shela'ish, being mashchus zekano shela'ish, then there should be no isra for a woman to bring the baby kohen, who's not a bar chiyuva at all, into the cemetery, because it's not her isra, b'nei aron v'lo b'nos aron. There's also a machlokas rishonim that also comes up over here, in the rishonim over here, and in the rishonim maseches makos, whether hakavas harosh is aser only with a razor, or even b'misprayim ke'entar. Hashchasas hazakan, certainly only with a razor, right? What about a kavas harosh? What if you cut off your payas, but you do it with a misparayim keintar? You do it with your shaver, assuming that your shaver is good enough for your face. So you do the same thing to cut off the payas harosh. Or do we say no? A kavas harosh is different. A kavas harosh is even if you use a misparayim. So the sheet of Rashi and the Rambam is that just like the Gemara in Makkah says, Hashchas Hazaken, Hazaken is only Bitar and not b'misparayim, so to Hakavas HaRosh is only an Isser Bitar, not b'misparayim. However, the Balei HaTosos and the Rosh and Tosshans and Rabbeinu Yonah and a whole group of Rishonim, an impressive group of Rishonim, all hold that even misparayim ke'ein tar is an Isser when it comes to Hakavas HaRosh. There are two explanations of what the sheet of Rashi and Rambam is based on. Why should it be also be misparayim? So one explanation that they give is that Hakavas HaRosh sounds like Achorei Ozno, you leave it totally chalak, you leave it totally smooth. So if you use misparayim kein tar, it's not, the result is not going to be a totally smooth result, and therefore it's only Aser B'tar. The Ritva, however, says, no, the Pasuk is makish Hakavas HaRosh Tashchas HaSazakan. So therefore, the Gedarim have to be the same. What would the Nafkamina be? Nafkamina between those two explanations would be, what if you use a Malakit or a hitney, you use a tweezer or a plane or something that mamish takes out the hair entirely, leaves it totally smooth. So if that's the issue of Hakavas HaRosh, so then that would be us, even according to Rashi and the Rambam. But if you say that it's no, it's the limud from Hashchas HaZaken, Malakit V'Ritni is not Chayv in Hashchas HaZaken, because it has to be Giluach, that's Yeshba Hashchasa, and that's not a Giluach. So there's a lot of discussion in the Rishonim as to what the stronger rayas are, to which shita there are stronger rayas. Shulchan Aruch Paskin's La Halacha, that Einu Chayiv Ela Bitar, like the Rambam, but Roy Lahachmir, that there's such an impressive group of Rishonim that say otherwise, that one should be Machmir. But that could come in handy, that has come in handy. It's become popular, I don't know if it still is, but for a while it's become popular for men to just shave their heads. When men go bald, I think Michael Jordan made it popular, that men don't like going balding, because then you're not Superman, it means that you're not ageless. So people like to be ageless, so they take control of their own hairline. So how do they do it? They completely shave their head. So is that permissible? Is that permissible to do? So Pashto says no. Shulchan Aruch says that even with misprayim kein tar, you're not supposed to do that. But it's important to know that it's machlokes rishonim, and it sounds like mikar adin, you really are allowed to do. Shulchan Aruch just says yesh la'achmir. Why is that important? So you still shouldn't do it, because there's machlokes about how long you have to leave it. Also, it's a further machlokes within the shita of the Balei HaTosos, how long do you have to leave it? So maybe you could rely on some more mekel shitos when you take into account the idea of that meikra adin, the Rav Rishonim, and the way the Shulchan Aruch seems to pass in meikra adin, is that technically it's mutter. So when you put different things together, it could be that there's a snifim lahakel on a certain level. Okay, says the Gemara now. Maishna hacha detani lulukulu, umaishna gabi yitzil shabbos umarsin agam delokatani lulukulu. Why is it over here when it comes to the first Mishnah Masechet Shavuos, we mention all of the shtayim shein arbas? We start talking about negayim and yitzias haShabbos and yedias haTuma, and yet when it comes to yitzias Shabbos, when you learn Masechet Shabbos, you learn Masechet Negayim. So Masechet Shabbos talks about yitzias haShabbos, and that's it. In Masechet Negayim, it talks about Tuma Negayim of Tzaras, and that's it. It doesn't give us the whole list of all four items that are shtayim shein arba. Why in Shavuos all of a sudden do we get the whole list? So Amri Shavuos v'yedias haTuma digavi adadi ksivin. Since Shavuos and Yedios HaTumah have a strong link to each other, because they appear in consecutive psukim in the Torah, and they also have a similar punishment in that they're both chayev a carbon olav yored, so therefore we put them next to each other. Va'aydi detana tarti tana kulhu. And once we're going to mention two of the shtayim shein arbas, then we mention all four of the shtayim shein arbas. Tosus points out, gabe adadi ksivi v'damian adadi v'taymed the ksivi gabe adadi sagi k'damim saks nadarm. Tosus points out that really you don't need two explanations of a link between Shavuos and Yedios HaTumah. Right? The Gemara gives two explanations, that they're juxtaposed in the Torah, and that they have a similar carbon, that they're both carbon olav yored. V'im tomar, Tos says, gabe maros negayim, listenu kulu, didamina adadi, carbon olav yored. Maros negayim is also Bekarben Olav Yored. So why don't we say the Maros Negayim belongs here for that reason as well? And you don't have to just say that once we have two, we do mention all the others. And not only that, when we learn Maseches Negayim, we should mention the others because Maros Negayim is also Bekarben Olav Yored. Yeshlomer Delesi Bedalei Dalos. It's a different Karben Olav Yored by Maros Negayim. See, we mentioned yesterday the Idios Hatuma that Shavuos is Karben Olav Yored of three Madregas. There's the animal, there's the Shtei Sorim Shem Neyon, and then there's the mincha. That's the dalei dalos, that an extraordinarily poor person, extremely poor person, only brings a carbon mincha. You don't have that by Maros Negayim. Frek Tosfim Tom, Mikol Makom, listening Masis, and called the Mitzios Shabbos, Kivin de Isa Bedalos, Vidami Tfei Lishvus. But at least, okay, I understand the Maros Negayim is not exactly the same as the Yedios Hatuma and the Shvus, but it's more similar to Yedios Hatuma and Shvus than Yitzios HaShabbos is. So why is it that Yitzios HaShabbos gets mentioned before Maros Negayim? So he says, V'yashlom edahani l'chaper v'ahani l'achshir. The function of the Karban is entirely different when it comes to Maros Negayim than it is when it comes to Yitzios HaShabbos and Yedios Hatuma. But Yitzios HaShabbos and Yedios Hatuma, it's to be mechaper. In the other case, to be machshir. It's an entirely different function of the carbon, so we don't even compare that carbon. We don't consider that Olav Yared to be at all similar. Okay, so says Gemara Pasach b'Shvus u'mefarish Yedios Hatuma. We started out by saying that Shvus Shtayim Shein Arba, and then when the Mishnah starts elaborating on the details, it starts elaborating on Yedios Hatuma before it elaborates on Shvus. And normally when we would ask a question like this, that, you know, we say Halacha 1, then we say Halacha 2, and then we elaborate on Halacha 2 before Halacha 1, that's not so strange. Because sometimes we say, I did the Salak Mine, that the last thing we mentioned, we're going to elaborate on first. The problem over here is, Tosfos points out, it's not the last thing we mention. The last thing we mention is the Negayim. That's the last thing. So if you want to elaborate on whatever you mentioned last, and you want to work in reverse order, so we should elaborate on Negayim first. So it's not even, I did the Salak Mine, it's not even the thing that we just discussed. So why is it that we first discuss Yedios Hatuma, and then we discuss Shavuos? So the Gemara explains, I did the Zutra Milayu, Pasuk Sharilu Vadatari Shvus to Nefisha Milayu. Since there's so much more to say about Shvus than there are to say about Yedios Hatuma, we figure we'll get the smaller topic out of the way first. That Zutra Milayu, as Rashi points out, Shnei Prakim Elo Rishonim, only the first two Prakim of Masech Shvus deal with Yedios Hatuma, so that's not so much. Two Prakim of Mishnayis, we could deal with Yedios Hatuma. Tosus points out, yeah, and how many Prakim are there about Shvus Bitui? Meaning Shvus Shtayim Shinarb is Dafka Shvus Bitui. How many Prakim are there about Shvus Bitui? One. The third parak of the Masechta's about Shvus Bitui. So Zutra Milayu, Yedios Hatuma gets two prakim, Shvus Bitui gets only one parak. So Tosfos says that you have to say that we're looking at Shvus in general, that there's also Shvus HaPikadon, Shvus HaEdus, and all the other Shvus that we have, Shvus HaDayan. So since there's Shvus in general are a much bigger topic, and it wouldn't make sense to discuss Shvus Bitui, take a break for two prakim to discuss Yedios Hatuma, and then go back to the other kinds of Shvus. Right? It makes more sense to have all the Shvus next to each other. So that's why we arrange it in this order. I don't remember other Masechtas. I have to think more carefully. But I remember other Masechtas spending this much time discussing like these technicalities of the order. Rishonim do. Rambam does. You know, he talks about why this parak is here and that parak. I don't know. The Gemara, you know, usually has a one or two lines, you know, of what something is doing. And, you know, often the Tosus at the beginning of a Masechta. We'll talk about this. I don't know. In other Masechtas, we have so much Gemara about this. Okay, but now we get into the nitty gritty. Shvu Shtayim Shein Arba. So what are the Shtayim Shein Arba? So says the Gemara, Shtayim Sha'ochel Shalom Ochel, Shehin Arba, Achalti v'Shalom Achalti. The two basic types of Shvus Bitui that appear in the Torah is that you make a commitment for the future, I will eat or I will not eat, and the Shehin Arba that are not explicit in the Torah is I did eat or I did not eat. It's a lot of dafka about eating, but that I did or did not do something. Yedios Hatuma Shtayim Shein Arba. What are the cases of Yedios Hatuma that are Shtayim Shein Arba in the Torah? Shtayim, Shtayim Yedias Tumas Kodesh, the Yedias Tumas Mikdash. The Shtayim that are in the Torah are about the Yedia of the Kodesh and the Yedia of the Mikdash, of the Tumah of the Kodesh and the Tumah of the Mikdash, meaning you knowing that you are Tameh when you are eating the Kodesh and knowing that you are Tameh when you are going into the Mikdash. Shein Arba Kodesh Mikdash. The Shein Arba is realizing that what you are eating is Kodesh or the place that you are entering is in fact the Mikdash. We mentioned all this yesterday. Yetzios Shabbos Shtayim Shein Arba. What are the Tzio Shabbos that are Shtayim Shein Arba? Shtayim Hotza'a Da'ani Votza'a De'Balabayis. The Shtayim are both types of Hotza'a, whether it's the person on the inside being Motzi something to the Rosh Hashanah, or someone on the outside being Motzi from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah. The Shein Arba are Hachnasa. Da'ani v'achnasa d'balabai. So the two types of achnasa, bring something from Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah. Whether it's the ani is lav dafka an ani, it just means the guy standing in the Rosh Hashanah. So whether it's the person in the Rosh Hashanah being machnis, something that's with him, and leaning, putting his hand over into the Rosh Hashanah and putting it there, or the balabai who's already in the Rosh Hashanah reaching out to the Rosh Hashanah and bringing the item into the Rosh Hashanah. Marus negoyim, shnayim shein arba. Marus negoyim are also Shnayim Shein Arba, as we pointed out yesterday, for some reason it's Shnayim and not Shtayim. It's discussed by the Rishonim. Shnayim, the two that are explicit in the Torah, are Se'es u'Baheres. Shein Arba'a, Se'es v'Toldasa, Baheres v'Toldasa. That you have Sapachas of each. You have a Tolda of each, something that's a little bit different, a little bit of a different shade of each one. So Mani Masnisin, Lo Rabbi Shmuel v'Lo Rabbi Kivas. Now the Gemara goes on to the business of trying to figure out which Tana would agree with everything that it says in our Mishnah. We have all these four cases of Shtayim Shein Arba. Who could the author of our Mishnah be? And the Gemara says, I can tell you who it's not. It seems to be neither Rabbi Shmuel nor Rabbi Akiva. Why? Rabbi Shmuel holds when it comes to Shavuos, you're only going to be chayiv, the carbon olive yored, on that which you say about the future. Shavuos bitoy, I will do this, and then you don't do it. I won't do this, and then you do it. So that's where Rabbi Shmuel is going to be chayiv. But if it's about the past, I did do this, and I didn't, or I didn't do this, and I did, that Rabbi Shmuel would say one is not chayiv, the carbon olive yored. So that's against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that Shavuos are shtayim shehein arba. And here Rabbi Akiva, and if Rabbi Akiva is the author of a Mishnah, we have another problem. Ha'amar al helim tuma hu chayiv, enu chayiv al helim miglash. Rabbi Akiva holds that if you don't realize that you are tameh at the time that you eat kodesh, or at the time that you enter the Mikdash, so yeah, Rabbi Akiva will say you're chayiv, and all of you are it in that case. But he would not say you're chayiv if you know that you're tameh, and you just don't realize that what you're eating is kodesh, or the place that you're going into is the Mikdash. And yet our Mishnah said that Yedios HaTamar Shtayim Shein Arba makes it sound like you're chayiv carbon in all four cases, both if you don't realize that you are tameh, and if you don't realize that the place you're going into is the mikdash, or the item you're eating is kodesh. So our Mishnah could be neither Rabbi Shmuel nor Rabbi Akiva. Says Gemara, not true. It could be either Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva. Iba yisema Rabbi Shmuel, Iba yisema Rabbi Akiva. It could be either one. Iba yisema Rabbi Shmuel, mehen l'chiv, mehen lifter. No, the Mishnah just says that there are shtayim shein arba, that there are two shvuos that are shein arba. It doesn't say that yichayiv in all four cases. Einachinami, in two of the cases, the two that are about lahaba, commitments for the future, you're chayiv, and the two that are about l'shav, are your potter. But there are four ways that you could imagine someone taking a shavua. But in two of the ways, you're going to be chayiv, and two of the ways, you're going to be potter. And you say the same thing with Rabbi Akiva, v'ibayisim Rabbi Akiva. Mehen l'chiyuv, mehen liftar. Then you can say the same thing with Rabbi Akiva, that some of them you're going to be chayiv, and some of them you're going to be potter. So so says Gemara, liftar, how can you say that you can be potter? Hadumya demaros negayim katani. Mahasam kul l'chiyuv, afachanami kul l'chiyuv. You know, if it was just that we had this one halach in the Mishnah about Shavuos, or this one halach in the Mishnah about Yediyas HaTumah, you could say whatever you want. Yeah, we're just giving a number of different types of ways to do it, but not all of them are chiyuv. Some of them you're not going to be chayiv. But the Mishnah gives four lists. The Mishnah says a list of four different things that are all shtayin shein arba. So it seems that there should be some link between them. After all, the only reason we're mentioning negayim here in Masechta Shavuos is because it's similar to Shavuos and to Yediyas HaTumah. In that, it's shtayim shein arba. By negayim, shtayim shein arba is four things that you're chayiv for. So don't tell me that by Yediyas HaTumah it's two out of the four you're chayiv, or that by Shavuos two out of the four you're chayiv. Can't be. It's dumya de maros negayim. By maros negayim, it's kulu l'chiyuva. So over here also, it should be kulu l'chiyuva. Tulsus raises the question, why bring up Maros Negayim? You know, if I had to give you something that was easier for you to relate to, which of these four halachos is the easiest to relate to? Right? Shavuos, Yediyas HaTumah, Maros Negayim, or Yetzias HaShabbos. Yitzias HaShabbos is probably the most familiar to us. I mean, and Yitzias HaShabbos is also Chayiv. You're Chayiv for Achnasa, whether you're the Ani or the Balabayas, and you're Chayiv for Otsa'a, whether you're the Ani or the Balabayas. So when we have to give the example of a case where it's Pashut, that you're Chayiv for all four, why don't we go to Negaim? Go to Yitzias HaShabbos, especially since Yitzias HaShabbos mentioned before Negaim in the Mishnah. So it also says, because it's not so Pashut yet to the Gemara, that you're Chayiv in all four cases of Yitzias HaShabbos. It is Pashut to the Gemara, we're going to see that we're going to have to derive later on, but it is pasha to the Gemara that you chayv in all four cases of negayim. So bottom line is we're stuck now with our original question: who could the author of our Mishnah be that holds you chayv in all four permutations of Shavuos and all four cases of Yedios HaTumah? Rabbi Shmuel holds only two out of the four of Shavuos, and Rabbi Kiva holds only two out of the four when it comes to Yedios HaTumah. So says Gemara, Li'olam Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael is the author of our Mishnah. V'chilom chayv Rabbi Shmuel l'sha'avar Korban. When Rabbi Shmuel says you're not chayiv on shvua l'sha'avar, a shvua that I did or I didn't do something, what he means you're not chayiv is that you're not chayiv a korban. Aval malchus chayiv mechayiv. But you're still chayiv. You still violated the issue and you're chayiv malchus for it. You're just not going to be chayiv a korban. So that's why we say that it's the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. L'chora, logically, we could have said that the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva as well, and said a very similar idea about Yedios HaTumah, that you're only not chayiv a korban when you didn't realize that the place you're entering is the Mikdash, or the thing you're eating is the Kodesh, but you are chayiv Malkus. Tosus points out, the Gemara is going to explain that later, that's tomorrow's daf, why it is that we don't mention that maybe Li'olam Rabbi Akiva. So the path we go instead is that it's all Rabbi Yishmael, and when Rabbi Yishmael says you only chayiv in two out of the four cases of Shvua, he means you only chayiv a korban in two out of the four cases of Shvua, but Einu Chinami, you chayiv Malkus in all four cases. Look at the Rava, Dam Rava, Beferush Ripsa Torah Shvua Sheker, Dumya de Shvua Shav. Ma shav l'sha'avar, av sheker nami l'sha'avar. That a shvua sheker and shvua shav are very similar to each other. The Torah explicitly links them, and therefore you chayiv malchus on l'sha'avar, both by shvua shav and by shvua sheker. Meaning, by definition, you chayiv malchus on all four cases. Where is it that beferish rips the Torah? Rava says that it's explicit in the Torah that shvua sheker is dumya de shvua shav. So Rashi points out, because it says Lashav twice. So one of them must be referring to a Shvua Sheker and the other to a Shvua Shav. Says Tosfos in Dibra Maskel Beferish, Ve'ein Nira, De'ein Ze Beferish. How do you call that Beferish? You know, to say that Shvua Sheker, Shvua Shav is Beferish connected, you would imagine that there's it would be like, I don't know, like Nara Murasa and Ritzicha, where the Torah says, you know, Kasher Yaakov Mishal Re'ehu, Kein Adavar Hazeh, that, you know, where the Torah explicitly says, these two are the same. Just the fact that it mentions the word Lashav twice, that means Beferish Rips Adara. That involves a certain level of drasha. So Tosas El Nir Kapirish Rach. The Pirush Beferush Rup Satara, the Bedibros Harishonos Ksiv, Lo San of Reacha Eid Shaker, Bedibros Achronos Ksiv, Eid Shav, Lomer de Shav Vesheker, Echadhein, that the fact that in the Aseres Hadibros, in the two versions of the Aseres Hadibros, the word is swapped out from Shav to Sheker, Sheker to Shav, that's what tells you that it's one, because there was only one event of HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us the Aseres Hadibros, and that's why he said Shomer Vzachar Bedibor Echadhemu. So just like Shomer Vzachar Bedibor Echadhemu, because the word Shomer and the word Zachar are swapped out, so Sheker and Shav are b'dibarech v'nemu, that they were linked together, and we have the clear limudah raisa by Shomer v'zachar b'dibarech v'nemu, right? That kol sheyeshno b'shmiru, the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chaf, we'll see later, and Makos Daf Chaf, and in Brachos Daf Chaf, the Gemara darshins that kol sheyeshno b'shmira, yeshno b'zachira. That's why women are chayiv in Kiddush on Shabbos, because they're chayiv in Shmira Shabbos. So there's a clear, strong link. So by Sheker and Shav, that same link, it's the same Derech of Drush, that same link should exist. In fact, that might also be, according to half of the Rishonim, that might be why a woman is Chayiv in Shalosh Shudas. It's Machlokes Rishonim, why women are Chayiv in Shalosh Shudas. So some of the Rishonim say, Kol Sheshem Shomer Yeshem B'Zachar doesn't just mean that they're Chayiv in Zechir Shabbos of Kiddush, it means that they're Chayiv in all of the mitzvahs Haseh of Shabbos. And including the mitzvahs Haseh of Shabbos is Shalosh Shudas as well. Other Rishonim say, no, it only means Kiddush. The fact that they're Chayiv in Shalosh Shudas is from a different source. That's from the Afin Hoy Bosanes of the Mun. So that's where the Chayiv in Shalosh Shudas. But okay, so says the Gemara now. So that's the idea of our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yishmael, right? Even Rabbi Yishmael would hold you Chayiv in all four cases of Shvuah, chayv Malkus at least, but you only chayv a carbon in two out of the four cases. So says Mar Bishlama, chalti v'lo chalti kidarava. I understand anything about the past, you say, beferish Rup Satorah, that you chayv Malkus, regardless of whether it's a yesh b'maisa, ein b'maisa, Rava taught us, beferish Rup Satorah. Shalo ochel va'achal nami lav sheyesh b'maisehu. And if you make a commitment about the future that you will not eat, and then you go ahead and you eat, I get that also. That's a lav sheyesh b'maisa, so you should get malchus on it. Because how do you violate the shvuah? By actively doing something, by eating. But here's the one we have trouble with. Ela ochel, let's say you make a commitment to the future that you will eat, v'lo achal, and then you don't eat. Amai, why in the world would you get malchus for that? Lav shein b'maisa, who isn't that a lav shein b'maisa? So why would someone get malchus on that? So says Gemara, Kasav Rabbi Shmuel, lav shein b'maisa lo kanalav. Rabbi Shmuel holds, yeah, in a chenamis lav shein b'maisa, you get malchus on a lav shein b'maisa. Three-way machlokas Rishonim, just how broadly Rabbi Shmuel holds, lav shein b'maisa lo kanalav. Rashi over here says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, b'kol ha-Torah kula, you get malchus on a lav shein b'maisa. There's not a din shvuah, there's a din kol ha-Torah kula, you get malchus. Tosos in Dibur Maslul Chudrava says when the Gemara says Kesar Rabbi Shmuel Lav Shein B'Maisa Lo Kanalav means Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yochanan that by a Shvua you get Malkus and Lav Shein B'Maisa, but B'Kol HaTorah you don't get Malkus and Lav Shein B'Maisa. Then there's a third sheet Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Rashba say that Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi Aglili that all Lav and Shabbat Torah are in Ben Maisa Ein Lo Kanalayim Chutz Mishvua, but the Rashba says that even though Rabbi Shmuel holds only by Nishba Yiloka Lav Shein B'Maisa, but that's not the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan entirely, because Rabbi Shmuel is Mechayev Malkus without a Maisa, even B'Nishba Allah Haba, whereas Rabbi Yochanan is not Mechayev unless he did a Maisa when B'Nishba Allah Sha'avar. So it's not exactly 100% aligned with Rabbi Yochanan. Anyway, so says Gemara Ihachi Kashad Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan, but we have a Stira in Rabbi Yochanan, Dam Rabbi Yochanan Alacha Kestam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan passing is like our Stam Mishnah. You chayv Malkus in all four cases, which means you chayv Malkus even on the lav she'in b'maisa. Yet v'itmar, we have another statement. Shvuah she'ochel kikar zu ayom va'avar yom v'lo achala. You take a shvuah that I will eat this kikar today. The day goes, you don't eat it. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Amar Tavayu ein aloka. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish say you don't get Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ein aloka mishum davle lav she'in b'maisa. V'kol lav she'in b'maisa ein lokin alav. Rabbi Yochanan says you can't get Malkus on the Lav Shein B'Maisa. Right there is our problem. That Rabbi Yochanan says Halacha Stam Mishnah, including our Stam Mishnah, that you do get Malkus on the Lav Shein B'Maisa, and yet here he's passing that you don't get Malkus on the Lav Shein B'Maisa. But we just play out the whole discussion. Reish Lakish Amar Ein Aloka, that the reason you don't get Malkus when you commit to eat a kikar and then don't eat it is Hasra Safik. If Hasra Safik Lo Shema Hasra, you could not have received a proper Hasra, because it's any Hasra you can get is Hasra Safik. The person says, what's the person going to warn you? You better eat that right now, because if you don't eat it right now, you can get Malkus, and then he defies your warning, and he doesn't eat it right now, he's not necessarily going to get Malkus, he can eat it an hour from now, and he still won't get Malkus. So that's what makes it Asra Safik. Rav Elchanan in the Kovit Shurim has some trouble with this notion of Asra Safik. Do you need to know that he's violating the Asra right now? I mean, a person does Yitzios HaShabbos, let's say, so he does Nakira and Rosh Hashanah right before he does the Akira. You say, you better not take that item out into the Rosh Hashanah, or else you're going to be chayv for Hotzos Shabbos, right? So he does the Akira, he walks around with it a little bit, it takes a while till he gets outside, and he does a Hanacha outside. It doesn't all happen immediately, all the time. And you don't know if he's necessarily going to take it outside, and when the Hanacha, or if the Hanacha is going to happen. The Avera could take all day long. So the Pashtus is that the difference is that the Avera starts right away, meaning he does the Akira by starting the Maisa Aver right now, that's enough to take it out of that. So Rav Chanan is a different approach. But okay, so says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Stamach Rina Ashkach. You want to know why Rabbi Yochanan holds that you don't get Malkus on the Lav Shein B'Maisa, even though he always holds like a Stam Mishnah? There's another Stam Mishnah that argues with our Stam Mishnah, meaning our Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel, and our Mishnah holds that there is Malkus on the Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Rabbi Yochanan holds there's no Malchus on Lav Shein Bo Maisa because there's another Stam Mishnah. Yeah? Hey, Stama, where? What's the other Stam Mishnah? So Gemara has two possibilities. We're only going to get to one today. Ile Mahai Stama, maybe it's the following Stam Mishnah. Ditan Avla Moser B'Tahar. If you leave over from a Tar Karban Pesach, Vashover B'Tame, or you break the bones of a Tame Karban Pesach, Ein Lokas Abraham, you don't get Malchus. Vishlam Shover B'Tame, Duchsevetzim Losish Rubo, B'Kosh, Vlo B'Pasel. I understand why if you break a bone of a tummy carbon pesach, you're not going to be chayiv because it's etzem losishbro dafka by a kosher. Avla moser b'tahar, but leaving no sar of a tar one, my taima, lav mishum davi lav shein b'maisa v'kal lav shein b'maisa in lokin alav, isn't the reason you don't get malchus because no sar is lav shein b'maisa, and you don't get malchus on a lav shein b'maisa? Oh, so you see a stam mishnah that you don't get malchus on a lav shein b'maisa? That's the source of Rabbi Yochanan. Says Gemara, not necessarily. We might Rabbi Yaakov here. Damar lav shein b'maisei lokin alav. How do you know that the explanation why you don't get malchus of nos from Karban Pesach is because it's lav shein b'maisa? Damar Rabbi Yehuda him shem devakas v'litin asei achalos asei. Maybe we're assuming like Rabbi Yehuda that it's a lav anita klasei. Halav hachi lucky, but had it not been a lav anita klasei, you'd get malchus. Titani lasir menu ad boker v'nosir menu ad boker beish tesrofu. Ba'kas v'litin asei achalos asei. The Torah specifically says you have a mitzvah to burn it. And by giving us that mitzvah to burn it, it's making it a lav anita klasei, and therefore you don't get malchus. And it's Rabbi Yaakov Omer Lomen Hashem Uzel Mishum Dav Lav Shem B'Maisa V'Lav Shem B'Maisa Ein Lokin Alav. It's only Rabbi Yaakov who thinks that that's about Lav Shem B'Maisa. So that Stam Mishnah is not a hechrich that Lav Shem B'Maisa Ein Lokin Alav. It could be that that's about lav anita klasei. So we're still on the search for a Stam Mishnah that Rabbi Yochanan relies on when he says Lav Shem B'Maisa Ein Lokin Alav. So Bez Hashem, we will find that Stam Mishnah tomorrow.